You may be seated. Let us pray. Creator God, we ask that your presence, the presence of your Holy Spirit, would fill this place in a special way today, that we might feel your presence in the thinness that we know that exists in this sacred and holy place. Amen. It's very rare in the Episcopal Church that you hear the same scripture within a couple weeks. Normally, we're on a three-year rotation with scripture, and so you only hear it once every 3 years. This week, we had the opportunity to have one of two gospels, and as I prayed and prepared for the sermon, I realized that God was calling us to revisit the same scripture that I preached from 2 weeks ago. And it's the scripture on the Transfiguration, with Jesus taking the three disciples up the mountain and meeting with Moses and Elijah, and God telling the disciples to listen because this was his beloved son. Over the course of the last few weeks, we've had Greg talking to us and telling us about the need to go deeper, to find the deepness of the iceberg below the level. When I preached on the 11th, I talked to you about the silence that God was calling us to and our need to listen deeply to what God might be saying to us during this Lenten season. And when Francie was here last week, she talked about the difference between human being and human doing. And she also talked about Psalm 139 and the fact that God foreknew us before we were even in the womb, before he breathed his spirit into us that we might take our breath. These things still continue to speak today. So I thought today we would have kind of a day of pause and a day of reflection. The quote that you had in your bulletin is from a book by Robert Benson about the broken body. And in that book, he talks a lot about what we have, as Christians have lived through. And the quote specific talks about the fact that we have a tendency to know Jesus as the Christ, as the Messiah, as our Savior, as our Redeemer. And sometimes the least known of the mission of Jesus was Jesus as teacher. The disciples knew him as the teacher, as the rabbi. And rabbi is a Jewish term that means one who has been approved to teach the Jewish law and the Jewish scripture. Well, we all know that Jesus wasn't quite approved by the establishment of the Jewish church, and I'm not sure they would recognize him as a rabbi, but the disciples did. Because the reality was, while Jesus may not have been anointed and ordained by the Jewish community at that time, he was a rebel rouser. He was teaching that things needed to change and that new things needed to happen. It's kind of where we are today in our society. Jesus wasn't Jewish community appointed, but Jesus was God anointed and appointed. What was it that Jesus was trying to teach us? What was it that God said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him"? There was a book published about 10 years ago called The Words of Jesus. And it was a book that took out all the periphery of the Bible, all the periphery of the Gospels and the letters and the book of Acts, and it simply recorded the words of Jesus. And when you read it, you were reading what the recorded words of Jesus were. Now, this isn't a new thing. It's been done before. President Jefferson did it. He took a Bible and he took it apart, clipped it out, and regrouped it so that everything he had to read in his Bible were the words of Jesus. What did those words say to us? What did Jesus himself feel like was important? Well, after his time in the wilderness, when he walked into the temple that day and he got handed the scroll, there were four things that he impressed on those present. Number one, we need to proclaim the good news. And he specifically said, proclaim it to the poor. Not necessarily the monetary poor, but the poor in spirit. He also said we need to give freedom to the prisoners. Again, not just those locked in prison, but those in a spiritual prison. We needed to give sight to the blind, not just those with a vision problem, but those with a problem of seeing God, and that we needed to set the oppressed free. This is a pretty social justice gospel that he brought before us. Wow. The thing he had going for him was God called him his beloved son. Where does that leave us? Well, in Romans today, we're told that Abraham received the inheritance. And that inheritance was to be brought forth through all generations. Think about that a minute. That means we are the beloved of God. Say that. I am the beloved of God. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So we have the same anointing. We have that Spirit of Jesus in us. And we're called to that ministry. I don't know how much you know about diamonds, but diamonds take a long time to form. And most of the diamonds in existence today formed a long time ago. The diamonds, under pressure, under a lot of heat, and when they rise to the surface, they're not a lot to look at. But the jeweler gets a hold of them, and the jeweler begins to do his magic on it. And she looks deep, and she looks to see where the reflection is, where the refractions are, where even the flaws are. And we end up with the beautiful diamonds that we know. And there are a lot of different shapes today. Some of them may look more like this. Some of them may be flat. Some of them may be more like an emerald cut. But they're all real. They've all been through the testing and the fire and the pressure. Imagine that jeweler to be God's hands. Imagine that jeweler to hold you as the diamond. Imagine that jeweler to look at you and say, "This is my beloved." That's the vision that we need to get a hold of during this Lenten season. Benson talked about the fact that he wants to become a reasonable facsimile of the person who was envisioned to be when God dreamed him into being. Can you get a hold of that? Can you imagine what that facsimile would look like if we were transformed into the being that God saw when God dreamed us into being? Diamonds. A lot of different refractions in them. Colors of the rainbow when the light catches them just right. Diamonds. The beloved of God. That's what we're called to be. I hope you'll take your bulletin with you this week, and I hope that you will go back and read the words of the song, The Summons, because that's what we're being asked to do. Will we answer the call? Will we be those people who see the needs, who rise as the diamonds to the occasion? Can we truly get a hold of the fact that we are the beloved of God? Diamonds. I would ask today when you come to communion or after you've taken communion that you would come up to the table and that you would take one of these with you and that it could be a prayer reflective stone for you and that you could think during this Lenten season, what would my facsimile look like if I truly became what God was calling me to be? If I allowed God to work on my rough edges and to be the jeweler to turn me into that he dreamed when he birthed me. You're going to hear today at the end a part of this blessing. And I ask you just to listen to these words very carefully. Hold dearly what you learn from God, as you would a diamond. It is life. Let that life deepen in you until you know yourself as God's beloved. Say that one more time. I am God's beloved. Amen.